Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Take a look at our program lineup at cjsf.ca to discover the diverse range of contents we bring to you.
It is 3 p.m. on June 21st, 2024. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca. Happy National Indigenous Day, everyone. Welcome to episode 23 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024. Part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU Athletics, feature on the Red Leafs hockey, on the BC Premier Baseball, report on the Northwest League, updates on the Western Lacrosse Association, with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. I found out early this week, maybe a couple of days ago, that the BC Junior A Lacrosse, a league that I reported on for the last few weeks, actually blocked me on Twitter. So there will be no more report of the BC Junior A Lacrosse, as it is their loss for blocking me on Twitter. First up is the Deadly Skulls, number one in Sweden, with Tired Ways.
It's in the way my skin is burning.
That was Tire Waste from Deadly Skulls, number one in Sweden. I'd like to discuss the SFU Athletics at this time. On June 15th, the SFU Athletics Facebook and Instagram pages promoted the Red Leafs men's soccer schedule, with regular season play starting against Westmont College on September 5th, followed by the Red Leafs women's soccer schedule, with regular season play starting against Cal State East Bay. On June 17th, the SFU Athletics Facebook and Instagram pages promoted the Red Leafs swimming schedule as they start at Biola University on September 27th. On June 19th, the SFU men's basketball announced one recruit for the Red Leafs men's basketball. Luke Howard, a grand transfer from Abbotsford, who stands at 6 feet 9 inches or 206 centimeters via its Instagram page. Next up is Jackie Daniels Bad Decisions EP. Here is Cigarettes and Lies.
Cause I'm reaching out. Oh.
now to the SFU Red Leafs hockey, where its non-conference team added Killen McGregor Bennett on June 15th, according to their Instagram official site and Twitter pages. McGregor Bennett joins SFU after parts of 5 seasons with the Prince George Spruce Kings, which play in the BCHL, where he scored 104 points in 171 regular season games. On June 18th, the Red Leafs hockey released some of the schedule for its non-conference team. On June 19th, the Red Leafs hockey Twitter page announced its home opener, a date against the UBC Thunderbirds at Burnaby's Bill Copeland on September 13th. The third act is David Safran's The Little Recidivist, The Tuna's Localessness.
Washed up on the shoreline, half covered in sand and wood. He thought if drink didn't save him, well, maybe Lake Michigan could. I drove out to the surface. The scene came to mourn an attack. For fame, we're leaving our friendships. Fresh material keeps bringing us back. And what makes other people happy? Oh, we find absolutely ghastly. Don't we? Oh, oh, oh. Our localessness.
Thank you.
I would like to feature the BC Premier Baseball League at this time. It is considered to be the highest baseball league among BC's high school students, with many earning collegiate scholarships and some getting drafted by Major League Baseball. Two doubleheaders were on tap for June 15th for the Premier Division. The host Delta Blue Jays defeated the Coquitlam Reds 7-4, followed by a 7-0 drubbing to complete a sweep at Mackey Park, and the visitors Parksville Royals shaded the White Rock Tritons 1-0, followed by a 5-4 loss for a split at South Surrey Athletic. Five games were on tap for June 17th, with two doubleheaders. The host Delta blanked Parksville 4-0, but were shaded 2-1 in Game 2 for a split at Richmond's La Trace. The visitors' Wally Chiefs slaughtered the Victoria Eagles 14-5 at Lambrick. The Okanagan Athletics bested the host Coquitlam Reds 6-4 at Mundy, but were thumped 10-5 at Langley's McLeod Athletic for a split. On June 17th, four Langley Blaze players, Luke Baird, Kaysen Siguenza, Evan Dugdale, and Logan Booth were selected for Prep Baseball Report future games. Also on June 17th, Okanagan traveled to South Surrey to take on White Rock on 18th. Okanagan traveled to South Surrey to take on White Rock on June 18th, where the host spanked the A's 11-1 in Game 1, followed by a 10-6 triumph for a sweep at South Surrey Athletic. Also on June 18th, the BC PBL Twitter page announced that Mason McCleary, who plays for the White Rock Tritons, committing to the Cloud County Athletics based in Concordia, Texas. Just a minute, please. I think there's something. Oh, okay. Sorry, there is an error here. Sorry about just bear with me for a minute. I think there's a. Yeah, I just want to check out the actual date for the Okanagan White Rock game. So, according to the BC PBL website, the Okanagan Athletics and White Rock Tritons played a doubleheader on June 17th, where the White Rock Tritons swept the Okanagan A's 11-1 and 10-6. I apologize for the error. Three gaps. Now back to June 18th, where there were three games on tap. The visitors Langley Blaze torched Delta 6-0 at Mackey. Wally defeated Coquitlam 5-2 at Wally Athletic. And White Rock destroyed the host North Shore Twins 10-2 at Parkgate. On June 19th, the Langley Blaze announced Arbor Memorial, which specializes on end-of-life celebrations, became a sponsor for the team via the Langley Blaze Twitter page. Four games were also on tap for June 19th. In an all-Victoria matchup, the visitors Eagles deep-sixed the Mariners 14-4 at Lyritz. Delta blanked Wally 4-0 at Wally Athletic. North Shore thumped the host Coquitlam 12-5 at Mundy. And the visitors Langley blitzed Abbotsford 6-0 at Del Air. On June 20th, the BC PBL Twitter page announced that Owen Taylor, who plays for the Victoria Eagles, committed to the Dakota College at Lumberjacks Baseball, based in Bottineau, North Dakota. So, today, I think the BC PBL did a repeat here. Just a minute. Because, yeah, the White Rock Triton Baseball tweeted that Mason McCleary committed to Cloud County Community College based in Concordia, Texas, 3 days after the BC PBL Twitter page announced the commitment.
this is Kelly from the Peak Publication Society, SFU student-led newspaper. Recently, news organizations have been facing issues sharing news content. All news outlets, including small publications like us, have been affected due to Meta's refusal to comply with the Online News Act and compensate news companies. We have been serving our diverse student community for years and need your support to continue. If you'd like to contribute as a paid writer, illustrator, or photographer, follow us on Instagram at thepeak@sfu. Keep reading our stories at the-peak.ca. If Meta is listening, we're just a community promoting SFU events. Please don't block us again.
Here are the current standings in the BC Premier Baseball League Premier Division. The Langley Blaze are first at 21-4. The Delta Blue Jays are second at 24-9. The Victoria Eagles are third at 19-10. The Wally Chiefs are fourth at 16-11. The White Rock Tridents are 5th at 17-13, the UBC Thunder are 6th at 14-12. The North Shore Twins are 7th at 13-15, the Coquitlam Reds are 8th at 10-14. The Abbotsford Cardinals are 9th at 11-16, the Okanagan Athletics are 10th at 11-17, the Parksville Royals are 11th at 12-18, the Victoria Mariners are 12th at 7-19, and the Mid-Island Pirates are dead last at 5-22.
Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
Welcome back. The fourth act of the hour is Deinshevskaya's Long is the Tunnel with Challenger Deep.
Where? like dew from morning grass. Show me what you have. We are that which rises back.
Welcome to the second half of episode 23 in the 2024 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, a report on the Northwest League, updates on the Western Lacrosse Association, with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the fifth group of the hour, Avery Dakin's Bloom. The tune is Faded Blue Explicit.